Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy Monday. I should say happy Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, and I am celebrating 10 years of relationship with my phenomenal husband and 8 years of marriage today. Today marks 8 years of marriage for us as a couple. And boy, oh boy, it has been a journey. For those who do not know, we are NICU parents of our oldest son having chronic kidney disease and fighting cancer and having a transplant. It's been a whirlwind of emotions, and he's newly autistic and trying to navigate that, and then raising his siblings that were born in the height of the pandemic in 2020 and 2022 with limited family support around us. And God only knows we've only made it through his grace, his mercy, and support that he has provided from extended family and friends. And so I just wanted to come on here today that marriage is, if you're in a relationship, marriage is challenging. And it's even more challenging when you're raising a child that has special needs or has medically complex care. And so last weekend, we did a courageous move. We tapped into a resource called Community Connections in the state of Arkansas, and they have respite support for parents, guardians who need a break at least 2 to 3 hours each month. And I registered early because slots do fill up quickly on Community Connections. And I was able to get a slot for us as a couple to celebrate our 8 years of marriage. This is the first time I've ever tapped into this resource because life has been so chaotic, and our oldest son was in and out the hospital all this year, once a month. And so it hasn't been easy to have those times to connect outside of parenting and work, but I'm super proud of us because by me registering for that resource, we were able to get some quality time. The kids were able to be in a facility that is catered to special needs children, and siblings are welcomed as well. You just have to register each child individually online in the Google form. But it was from 1 to 4, and that time went so fast. We dropped our kids off. They were there at the sensory gyms and playgrounds that they have, and they provided pizza and snacks. And we went on our merry way to the spa. And so it was beautiful because Saturday was obviously Mother's Day weekend. But we went to the spa together as a couple to celebrate self-care as well as togetherness. And so we went and did the pedicure, the manicure, and then we also had time to eat at Salad Works, which is a nice restaurant. Kind of reminds me of Panera Bread, but better because you have fresher ingredients for your salad and soups and paninis. And so we had a really good time. And then later, once our children got settled down from their time at center, we was able to connect and watch a few programs that we like watching on YouTube TV. And we had some cheesecake and some drinks. And so it was just a beautiful experience. And I just wanted to say, if you are in a committed relationship or a married relationship, be open to the resources that are provided for you, particularly when it comes to respite care. I have never been able to really process the resources for respite. Most of the resources are catered towards our oldest son's needs. And so to be able to provide a resource for just us as parents, as guardians, it was truly a blessing. And I'm going to take more advantage of it as the year goes by because we don't have that family support, a grandparental support system like we would like as frequently. So instead of allowing our marriage to suffer in silence, why not ask for other alternative methods that can give you that quality time that you need to nurture your relationship? Because for years, we didn't have that much time together. It was just provide, protect, and nurture our children, but not so much connecting, you know, on a deeper level with our relationship outside of parenting and work. And so we were ships in the night and our marriage was at risk of dying. And we had some relief support throughout the years, which really helped us. And when parents would come in, we would have some support come in. We would always take advantage of their time being here to visit and be able to take a pause and go out to eat or do something fun, bowling, skating, whatever, because it was not as frequent as we would like it to be. So even if you don't have certain respite support services, tap into family, friends, coworkers, church family to see if they could be of support to you, even for a few hours of watching your children. You don't have to go too far. Like for us, we didn't go but 20 minutes away from the facility, but it still gave us comfort to know that we didn't have to worry about putting our parenting hats on for 3 hours. And I was just so grateful. And I said, we are so going to do this again. And my husband absolutely enjoyed it. And what I realized is sometimes for the sake of the relationship, you do things to keep it going and thriving. And sometimes you have to make the first move. If you are the initiator, the goal is to keep your marriage healthy and strong. And it doesn't matter who makes the first step, as long as we are on board with that step together. And so I realize even in my own battle with, I don't want to keep doing the same initiating process, but perhaps that's how we grow. That's how we continue to flourish. One has to make the move. And I'm in a lovely community called Black Love Marriage. And you can read more about that resource on medicalmomsandnicu.com to find out more. But it's an online community of Black love and relationships and therapists that have over 20 years of experience and their marriage, the Ma'ats. And they always say, do you want to be right or do you want to be in relationship? Well, of course, everybody wants to be in relationship versus being right. But sometimes our ego, our pride will allow us to hinder our marriage from thriving because we want to be right. We want to be in control. And so I'm learning how to let that go because I want our relationship to be healthy and to be able to say, I was wrong here. Let me correct my mistake. Let me move differently than I did before. Let me say something in a better way than I did before. That is what marriage is. It's the evolution. And if you're not growing, you're stuck. So I'm just thankful by the grace of God, we are celebrating 10 years of marriage, 10 years of relationship, 8 years of marriage. And I'm so grateful because a lot of marriages statistically do not get to even 5 years with special needs parenting being at the forefront. And so it's taken a lot of sacrificial love. It's taken a lot of grace. It's taken a lot of patience. It's taken a lot of endurance in this race, in this medical marathon, and just honesty, having those candid conversations, even though their hearts have those transparent moments where you are expressing how you truly feel in the moment. It can be hard to listen to, but we have to get that out and just It allows you to realize that you're on the same team. When you don't express the stresses of this life with your partner, someone that you're supposed to be a best friend with, how can you stay intimate if you don't share what's on your heart? And so I've learned through the courageous conversations that my partner, my husband, is on my team. Even if we're playing different positions, we are still attacking the opponent and striving to win that championship. You know, that's the NBA Finals, so I had to throw that in there. Even though he plays different than I do, even if he dances different than I do, we still are on the same team. We are still one. And so respecting those differences, reframing your mind to realize that this is the issue, but I still love him. And with time and revisiting this challenging moment, we will get to a level of reconciliation and negotiation. But maybe today is not the day to get there. And I'm learning that being 8 years married and 10 years together, longest relationship I've ever had in him as well. And so I thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope this podcast encourages you in your relationship with your spouse or your partner to tap into respite care services. If you don't know how to start that process, ask a social worker, ask medical complex care teams to point you in the right direction. Tell them that you're struggling, your marriage is struggling because you're always caregiving, or your spouse perhaps is military or works very demanding minds does with this of corrections. It can be really hard for you to have that space to decompress. And so just let him know your struggles on a social level. And you would be surprised what level of support opens up for you. But I just want you to continue to know that you're not alone in your struggles. There was times where I was 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out. And there was times when my husband was 1 foot in and 1 foot out. So marriage goes through seasonal changes. But it doesn't mean that the love has completely died. It just needs some rebuilding. And I'm proud of us because now we're currently in counseling to tackle the trauma, to tackle the hurt, to tackle the new relationship that we have now. It's not as the same. It's not the same as it was in 16. It's totally different. So just learning how to love in the place that you're in now and what quality time looks like. It may not look like the hour-long conversations, hours and hours of conversating, but it will happen in brief moments of your day. And so when the kids are asleep, those are times where you can really hone in into your relationship. And when the kids are away from home, that's the opportunity for you to do something that y'all have been wanting to do. But being open to that process is a journey, and I'm very fixated and I like things the same over and over again, very linear. My husband's more flexible, variable, gray versus black and white. And so I'm learning to respect those differences and know that that's teaching me to be a little bit more open-minded instead of fixed. And he's learning how to be more consistent in the things that he desires to do as it allows him to accomplish his goals more and more, where before he was everywhere and couldn't really find his way to stay committed to something over and over again. So he's learning, I'm learning. And so I'm just thankful that we've made it for 8 years of marriage, 10 years together. And I hope that this podcast encourages you in the medical parenting life, that you will face those challenging moments. But if you can communicate better your needs and desires, your marriage will continue to flourish. And I want to also encourage you to check out medicalmomsandnicu.com, where there's a lot of resources. We have a children's book on behalf of our oldest son, Jaleel's journey, TKO, CKD, My Fight to Live, Round 1. And also we have some services that could help support your postpartum care journey on call that you can tap into should you need them. I thank you again for supporting medicalmomsandnicu.com. Again, you are more than capable of handling your child's complex care. Until the next episode, be well.